Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Dr. Jay Morgan is here. He's a neurosurgeon, also head of the Washoe County Medical Society. Some issues of the legislature all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up-to-date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are delighted to welcome to the program for the first time Dr. Jay Morgan. He is a neurosurgeon with Sierra Neurosurgery Group. He is also the president of the Washoe County Medical Society. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.
Let me ask you, first of all, how has coronavirus affected your practice?
I've been very concerned about our patients. Some have been concerned about coming in for surgery. After May, I think many have gone on to have surgery and have done very well with that, although several patients in the hospital have been involved with coronavirus once they've been admitted. We've also had to see emergency room patients, and the patients that come into the ER are often positive for a coronavirus, and a lot of our ER docs and pulmonary medicine docs are all treating them, and we're also seeing them on a regular basis. So there's increased stress associated with that.
At this point, what are the overflows doing? I mean, what is the capacity of them? Are we at 10%, 50%? Where are we with, for example, Renown's overcapacity?
Well, I think everybody is in control at this point in time in Northern Nevada. And we're probably between 60 and 80%, depending upon the day or the date.
All right. And are we seeing the numbers going down?
From what I understand, I think the numbers are steady, slightly going down at this point in time. We did not get the bump as we expected after the holidays.
Okay, so that's very good news there.
It is good news.
Because I was interviewing Mason Van Howling from University Medical Center, and you know, his concern was that it's not so much, you know, regular restaurants or shopping where people are taking the precautions, going to a casino, for example, but it's these home family gatherings that were his biggest concern, and that's where UMC had seen bumps.
Yes.
After these. Is that pretty much the same from your situation?
I'm not sure. And when I say bumps, I'm saying bumps in the hospital itself. We are probably seeing more patients in the emergency room who are positive. In fact, the ER docs are saying that probably one out of five or one out of six people are positive, although not everybody needs to get admitted. And I think people have difficulty just staying at home at this point in time and not having social functions.
Okay, and boy, that sure opens up a can of worms. I mean, we've had discussions on this program about that. The balance between, you know, doing things, you know, in response to coronavirus, but also the effects on people because of, you know, being cut off from society, especially kids who are used to athletics, kids used to being at school, suicide rates going up. Are those areas that are concerning you at this point?
As a neurosurgeon, I'm probably not seeing a lot of that. But as a person, I think it's been difficult staying in over a year. And we're asking people to do that. I think kids are going to school and they're not having as high a rate of infection, so that's a good thing. And I think that there's an emphasis on getting kids back into school because, yes, depression and I think suicide rates are noted to go up. And I think overall people are starting to wander out a little bit. And as we have more vaccines, which is our hope for the future, I think that's going to allow people to be able to get back towards normalcy.
All right, so that opens the door to the big question on that, which is, what is your comfort level with the vaccines? Obviously, as we are taping this, the Biden administration has said they're going to buy 200 million more vaccine doses, so that would be able to inoculate another 100 million people in addition to what they've already purchased. How do you feel about the vaccine?
Our economy is suffering. People are suffering. People are scared to travel, do normal things. I think the vaccine is our hope. It's been very beneficial for many of us. I think some of us physicians who have had our vaccine, myself included, even cried when we got our first shot. It hasn't been that bad, although some people have been sick. There's probably going to be some complications, but they're going to be rare, and there are complications with flu vaccine. So I think it's beneficial for us to get our vaccine, continue to social distance and wear masks. But as spring starts to open up, I think the communities can open up. I think our economy can start to run, and I think people can get back to normalcy, hopefully by the summer or fall.
All right, so I want to make this very clear for people who are listening, because there is a lot of concern out there from people you know, who feel that this has been rushed. They don't understand that this coronavirus is part of a whole series of similar viruses that the vaccine industry has been dealing with over the years. So they had a lot of information going into figuring out how to come up with this vaccine. From what you're saying to me, it sounds like not only did you get the vaccine, but you're encouraging other people to do the same.
I would encourage other people to get the vaccine. I think that's going to be beneficial for them. I think it's going to be protective. And I think it's going to allow people to have less complications if they have the vaccine and they get the virus in its various forms.
All right, so say to the people who are the anti-vaxxers, what is your message to them? What research should they do so that they would feel more comfortable? Because at a certain point, they are the ones putting themselves at risk if they don't get this vaccine.
I would say take a look at the CDC website. I would say trust the science. I would say allow us to get over this virus and get control of it so we can get back to normalcy. There are some complications that may show up with this, but there are complications that have shown up with multiple other vaccines as well, and these vaccines allow us to remain healthy and diminish the amount of severe complications that can occur.
Well, I think the best testimony to this is the fact that not only did you get the vaccine yourself, but you were emotional about the ability to get that vaccine.
Yes, I mean, in the hospital, every day, we're walking in there and we're seeing patients, some who have COVID, some who don't. We're coming home to our families. We're showering multiple times a day. We're concerned about bringing that back to our families who are not vaccinated at this point in time. it was a relief to me, and I didn't even think about it. I didn't think I was under that much stress, but it was a relief to me. And I think it's also a relief to know that hopefully I'm not going to be spreading this to the people that I love the most.
All right, let's take a break. More with Dr. Jay Morgan after this timeout.
Get in on the action at the Tamarack Casino and win your share of $100,000 guaranteed now through February 27th, plus 5x points every Friday. $100,000 guaranteed at Tamarack Casino. Your good times are at Tamarack.
I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Because of UMC, I'm putting my free time to good use.
Because of UMC, she keeps me on my toes.
Because of UMC and this guy, I'm here.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
Get in on the action at the Tamarack Casino and win your share of $100,000 guaranteed now through February 27th, plus 5x points every Friday. $100,000 guaranteed at Tamarack Casino. Your good times are at Tamarack.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Dr. Jay Morgan. He's a neurosurgeon. He's also president of the Washoe County Medical Society. So we have a legislative session that is opening up. But it's opening up in a way that is not allowing lobbyists and very few members of the press to be able to go into the legislative building. What are the issues that the Washoe County Medical Society and doctors in general are concerned about going into this session?
I think our biggest concern is taking care of our patients. So we need enough doctors to do that. And Nevada does have some problems in that regard. It has been helped by tort reform, which we want to maintain. We also have the issue of many physicians who've been stressed out. You've probably heard about physician stress. And also there's older physicians like me who may retire soon. And there's probably an increased number of physicians in Nevada who are able to retire, but they're still practicing. So it's important for tort reform to remain in place. There may have to be some adjustments, but it's been a very positive thing for physicians. The other downside for physicians is that our Medicare numbers are going up, our reimbursements are going down, and our ability to practice is being limited by our overhead. So those are just physician problems. And I think we're all very blessed to be physicians, and I certainly love taking care of patients, but it is becoming more stressful.
How big of a push is there to increase tort action in the state of Nevada? Because, I mean, this is, you know, this show's been on the air 18 years, and for 18 years we've talked about the battle between doctors and lawyers in terms of tort reform. Where are we at this point?
I think we're at a point where it's going to be brought up in this legislative session. I think we're going to have to discuss this and keep our doctors in Nevada have been trying to push for maintaining tort reform. And we'll have to see. I think that there'll have to be discussions, and hopefully we'll be able to do what's best for the patient.
Okay, so what kind of legislation are you anticipating that would ease some of the restrictions on tort battles at this point?
Well, there's limits that could be raised as far as damages and so forth, and lawyers' fees and charges that could be adjusted, which would affect probably patients more than it would affect physicians. So those are the type of things that we're focusing on at this point in time.
You bring up a whole bunch of issues that are so important. Do you think realistically, with the Las Vegas Valley over the next decade or so going to increase population by 1 million people, we have a shortage of doctors in darn near every area right now and have done for years. And even though we've got the medical school in the north and a new medical school being built in the south, are we ever going to be able to catch up?
I think so. I think we will be able to catch up. We have a new medical school here, and they're developing medical schools down south. I think Nevada is probably going to be stressed over the fact that COVID has limited the amount of people who have come to Vegas to enjoy themselves, and we're going to have to take a look at other things such as technology and those type of things which may move from California. And as Nevada expands its ability to offer more jobs, I think we'll see physicians come. We have to provide the ability for the physicians to practice here, though.
In what way?
Well, I mean, I think tort reform is important.
That's the big one.
I think it's important to keep that in place, and I think we need to make sure that our Medicaid population is taken care of, and CMS is going to take care of Medicare, and that's going to increase over time. So we have to have a voice in that, and there's Washoe County Medical Society and the South Medical Society and the Nevada State Medical Society and AMA, so organized medicine, I think, has to have a voice. But we have to be very concerned about our patients first.
Right, and understandably so. But I'm just saying that it's just been an ongoing challenge to have the number of doctors that we need. Has telemedicine helped, in your opinion, over the last year? And do you see benefits of that going forward to be more efficient?
I think telemedicine is more efficient in many respects. And I think it can help, probably done in surgical specialties such as mine, but follow-ups, I think, are beneficial. In rural communities where patients are traveling, 200 and 300 miles, certainly if we can do telemedicine, review their films, and discuss with them over a telemedicine portal, that's probably going to be better for them, save them time, and save us time as well.
And I have to say that from my own personal point of view, as I have many doctors that I visit with, that telemedicine has been an incredible time saver, both for me and from what I can see, the efficiency for the doctor's offices.
That is true.
Let's talk about Medicare and Medicaid. The numbers are astonishing in the state of Nevada of how many people, not so much the Medicare, I mean, those are obviously people of a certain age, the majority of those people. But Medicaid, are you concerned about the reimbursement rates for Medicaid and how low they are, and how many doctors are willing to take that low reimbursement rate?
The answer is yes. I think there has to be something to mitigate the low cost of Medicaid so we can take care of those patients. And we'll have to continue to figure that out.
Yeah, it's going to be that. Because, I mean, a lot of doctor's offices just can't afford to take these patients. They're losing money on them.
They do. They do lose money.
And that's not a system that's going to work, not if we're still a capitalist society.
It's not a system that can be maintained if private practice insurance or private insurance doesn't cover it, because that's where we relied on to get our benefit or our money from in order to pay our bills. But as that becomes more like Medicare, we're reimbursed at more Medicare rates, it is a difficult situation.
Now, are there discussions now with the state about these reimbursement rates?
We're always in discussion with the state.
Okay, and are you feeling positive about that? Negative, neutral?
Well, the state has budget deficit, and that's going to be a problem for them. And I think we have to continue to work with them and also the national government to see whether they can help us in that regard.
And is there money in this next package that the Biden administration is putting together, the $1.9 trillion, is there money that will go towards doctors, hospitals, Medicaid, Medicare reimbursements?
I think there are matching funds already available from the government that are coming in. And I think that's why the states are maintaining their Medicaid reimbursements.
Okay. All right, let's take another break. We'll come back with much more with Dr. Morgan after this timeout.
Get in on the action at the Tamarack Casino and win your share of $100,000 guaranteed. Now through February 27th, plus 5x points every Friday. $100,000 guaranteed at Tamarack Casino. Your good times are at Tamarack.
Enjoy exceptional value and a comfortable atmosphere at Reno's newest steakhouse, Nevada Steak.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
Can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Dr. Jay Morgan. He is a neurosurgeon, and a lot of people have suggested I need to come see you for many reasons, with the Sierra Neurosurgery Group. He's also the president of the Washoe County Medical Society. Obamacare was the pivotal accomplishment of the Obama administration, obviously. There has been a huge political fight over it ever since. But do you see any Republican plan to replace Obamacare, or do you believe that what's needed is to fix what we already have?
We have been able to provide insurance for many people who didn't have insurance before. There are still people who are not getting appropriate health care because of their insurance policy. I think starting this all over again would lead to a lot of spinning of our wheels and debates that we don't need to really engage in at this point in time. I think we take what we have now and we make it better.
And in what way?
Well, I think the patients have to have care. I think they need value. So they have to have appropriate care. I think we need to take a look at what's going to be best for hypertension and diabetes and those type of things and start earlier in patients' lives to try to give them less consequences down the line, which have to be taken care of in the hospital with expensive medications. I think from surgical procedures, I think we have to take a look at what's effective and what's not effective. But as the population ages, what I see is I see 70 and 80 year olds who want to go skiing and mountain biking and hiking and so forth. So we We have a whole group of people who are very healthy at this point in time who may need expensive procedures. So we have to balance all those things and make sure that patients are getting the best care and have a successful and happy life.
You know, one of the things with coronavirus that's been very interesting is that, you know, with the lockdown and everything else, and we've been telling people how to take care to avoid contracting it or spreading it, the things that we haven't emphasized are things that are killing people every day. So, for example, their diet, their lack of exercise. Should we be doing more public information campaigns to let people know that, you know, if you're abusing your diet, that is not a good thing. It's going to lead to major health problems and consequences down the road.
Yes.
Okay.
And so we should start very early. I mean, I think the thing is to start with our kids and with young adults. And as we go through the different ages, there are certain things that we can do to benefit our health long term.
We're out of time on this particular program, but I would love for you to come back and talk about your specialty, which is neurosurgery, and the advances that have been made in that field, because I think that people will be fascinated to hear more about that from you. So please come back soon, will you?
Thank you, sir.
Okay, you are very welcome, and we'll be right back.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search for Nevada Newsmakers and become a subscriber. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.